On this Thanksgiving Eve day, we remember that you can give thanks during times of want or times of woe, and that when you do give thanks, it strengthens your faith and your love. Hi, this is Robert Foote, pastor of Trinity Lutheran Church in Ithaca, New York, your radio pastor for the day. If you do a word search for thanks or Thanksgiving or thankful, first of all, you'll notice that there are lots of episodes of Thanksgiving throughout Scripture, even in times that are difficult. Two, in my mind, stick out, especially in regards to Christ. One in particular, in Matthew chapter 14 and Matthew chapter 15, when Jesus was faced with the daunting task of feeding thousands of people, and he had simply a few loaves of bread and a few fish, what did he do? In both cases, he gave thanks. Giving thanks empowers faith and enables us to realize that God can do far more than what we ask or imagine. We don't know ultimately what the Thanksgiving played in that particular event, but we do know that in the end, there was a wonderful miracle that took place, and Jesus fed 5,000 and then 4,000 men, and we know it was far more than that when you add in all the women and children. The other episode of Thanksgiving actually is an epic episode at the end of Jesus' life, the day before he was crucified. Actually, in the Hebrew calendar, it was the day that he was crucified. On Maundy Thursday evening, the day before Good Friday, what did Jesus do? Well, as he was gathered together, celebrating the Passover in a new way, he took the cup and he gave thanks. That was when he instituted Holy Communion. That became known as the Eucharist, or the giving of thanks. Jesus, in his most difficult hour, in fact, when you skip forward a few verses in Matthew chapter 26, verse 38, Jesus said his soul was overcome with grief. He was weighed down with grief. In the midst of that burden, he was able to give thanks because he knew that his Father had a plan that was going to change the world. When we are in times of want or in times of woe, those are two really important examples of giving thanks that enables us to actually see that God is not only at work, but God could do far more than what we imagine or think. And the other thing that happens when we give thanks is our faith is strengthened. When we give thanks, we're able to look at our circumstances and say, God, I know that you've got a plan. I know that you're greater than the limitations of my eyes and ears and senses, that you can do things I can't see. And by giving thanks, we are trusting him. When I get upset with my wife or my children, which I do on occasion, not often, but I try to remember that St. Paul would begin most of his letters with thanksgiving. And we know that in many of those letters, he didn't have always a perfect relationship with those people. There were issues that he had to face. There were problems, real spiritual problems in many of those congregations. And yet, St. Paul oftentimes would begin his letters, "But I give you thanks for you." And so, as we think about our life and Thanksgiving, whether or not these are times of abundance and peace and pleasure, or times of want and times of woe, by giving thanks, you can be strong in your faith. You can bless those relationships around you that are sometimes difficult, and love will reign supreme. This is Pastor Foote from Trinity Lutheran Church in Ithaca, New York, your radio pastor for the day, wishing you a deep and profound Thanksgiving.